Ah, there you are, human. Glad to see you're awake. Now, to treat to these wounds of yours. Let you go? Ha! Just what position do you think you're in? That's what I thought. Losers can't be choosers. Isn't that what you humans like to say? Anyway, if you want to try and escape, be my guest. But not even a male orc could break free of my ropes. I've practiced a lot. Keep trying. All you do is wear yourself out, making it more easy for me to make you obey. Here, eat this. Huh. There you go. That pretty mouth of yours is nice and gagged. Now I can talk. So, human, I reckon you want to know why you're here. You're here because you lost. We orcs have been taking down stragglers along the roads, sacking a village here and there, and you took it personally and decided to counterattack. We both know how that ended, don't we? I know you humans like to run your mouths and spread rumors about us, that we orcs are stupid, warlike, hateful beasts. Well, two out of three of those are very true. But at the very end of the day, we are stronger than you. What is a layer upon layer of chainmail if we can just knock you over anyways? The answer? Nothing. All that so-called intelligence gone to waste. But war wipes out the weak, doesn't it? Don't you humans see it that way? I watched you slay and outsmart a number of my kind. Stupid, mindless brutes they were, taken down by a tiny human. Pitiful, if you ask me. I should feel sorry for them, but I don't. I'm happy you took them out. With every war, we need to weed out the weak. With every generation, we're stronger than before. Tell me something, though. Are you married? It was a serious question. Nod if you are, shake your head if you're not. Good. That makes this a whole lot easier. I wouldn't have to take care of her. Tell me, human, have you ever seen what a half-orc looks like? They're an agile, faster, a much more cuter version of us. Often slightly smarter, too. Our last chieftain was one, but he got challenged for the title, and he lost. His life was not spared. A shame, really. I really liked him. He could have led us to a glorious future. The new guy we got. It seems our food is ready. Okay. Here, eat. Stop being stubborn and pretending like you have a choice. Is it poisoned? Sir, with all due respect, you either open your mouth and take my thick, juicy meat before I have to force your mouth open and shove it down your throat. And believe it or not, I will take pleasure in watching you choke on my thick, juicy meat. That's a boy. More eating, less speaking. Now, whilst you're eating, allow me to give you a little bit more history about myself. I'm what's known as a quarter human. Most parts orc. That's right. As you can see, my skin is less green than my kinsmen, and my speech is less, well, stiff. My parents got shunned for being half-breeds, but it wasn't their fault. If our leaders were less simple-minded, we would have had forts, castles, everything that you humans do. Cities where we can hang our banners with pride. Not just a village here and there with nothing but a pile of shit to mark our territories. Small-mindedness is what stands between us and glory. No matter how many wars we win, we are built around war. Our bodies, our minds, our cultures. It's all we know. But you will help me reach my goal. You're going to help me bring orc kind to a new era. Whether you want to or not. Don't freak out now. There's much to do before we even get started. Don't freak out. There's much to do before we get started. For starters, we have to challenge the current chieftain. We must depose him. But before we do that, you will demonstrate to me your axe-wielding skills. If you can at least stand up to me, then I know we have a chance. We will take down the chieftain, and then you will train others in the way of your axe-wielding skills. This is your new life now. Thirdly, and this is if you want us not to raid any more neighboring villages, you will be my mate. What's so funny, tiny human? A man your age, not even being married is a disgrace. See this as a way to redeem yourself. And there's something in it for you. Our half-orc, or rather, three-quarters human, shall set up a trading post and a new settlement by the crossroads. This will start an era of peace and greatness for us. It is either that, or we burn every village within 50 miles to the ground and take it for ourselves. Speechless, are ye? Just imagine it. A ruling clan of mixed breeds. The perfect revenge for how they've treated me and my parents. The start of a new race, a new kingdom. You get to be a part of it. Instrumental, in fact, to its execution. And it'll mean peace for you. Fighting this plan of mine is going to turn out poorly for you and your people. You may not like it, but this is how you can save them. This is the right thing for you to do. Next, we establish that you've committed to my plan. You will start by telling me that you love me. Have I told you a joke yet? I could still make this very painful for you. Haven't been good to you for this long. You will say that you love me. I don't care if you have to get on your knees. I want those three words to come out of your mouth. I'm not stupid. Say it like you mean it. Good. I promise to feed you, pamper you, comfort you when you feel bad, and tend to your wounds. I only ask one thing in return. Your unwavering loyalty. If you fail to display that, it won't end well for you. But I have faith you're much smarter than I've taken you for. Now sleep. Don't do anything stupid now. I'm sure you will come to accept your new life soon enough. I could have just killed you out there, but I didn't. Haven't been spared by me. Your life now belongs to me. Think it over whilst you sleep. Maybe your dreams will lend you some wisdom. Sleep well, my little crown prince. Soon the tribes will be ours. Ha 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 ha.